This is the after NIU football. I went to NIU. After NU football broadcast of the, obviously, well played. Or else I'd be broadcasting the game like Dave Bennett instead of hosting after. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Sorry to all you Cats fans out there for the outcome of today's game. There's always next week. So let's go around the horn, introduce all of our expert guests in here. We'll go Janelle Leachino. How are you, Janelle?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm great.
Talking about rats today, huh?
Well, actually, spiders and mice, but rats are always a topic in Chicago, aren't they?
So. Spiders and mice.
Spiders and mice, the spooky stuff. Spooky season.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out on website?
Anytime. You can call 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
10 years on the show.
Yeah. Is that what we calculate? I mean, I've been saying that for the last like couple of years. So yeah. I don't know.
you were part of the show two radio stations ago.
This is true.
We were there for a couple of years, the other station for four, and we've been at GN for six.
Yeah. It's been a long haul.
Well,
I got to thank Bob Dold for that.
Bob Dold, you're the owner. And the explosive growth is just due to the show, I would have to think.
Well.
Yes, I'm taking credit for it.
And how awesome our staff is.
Well, no, I think the show. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Louis Shapiro, redo cabinets. You did such a great job last weekend. We're having you back. What are we talking about today?
So we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about our promotion right now for $2,500 off your kitchen or 12 months, no interest, no payments. You can give us a call at 630-381-5583, redocabinets.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, my car partner on the way down. Always enjoyable having.
Well, that's a change of tone.
I'm just being nice. It was like the most painful 25 minutes of my life.
Man.
I just throw him softballs. Gentlemen, hey, what do you think about this? Oh, these people are unbelievable.
He does get me fired up.
Yeah, though. I just sit there and I drive in silence. I don't say a word. Steve just goes off. I'm just like, all right. Come up to Ogden. I'm almost there.
We agree on almost everything, Dave.
Yeah, we do. Except the things we don't. What are we talking about?
I've got a couple things I want to talk about today. First, I'm going to talk about liens, and if you want to try to sell your home and you have a tax lien.
Yep.
So I'm going to talk about that. I want to talk about the Illinois Amnesty Program, and I'm also going to talk about, 1099s. I know that everybody's interested in that.
Remind me to bring up a lien down in Florida on a home that a listener called. They had a lien, and I thought they could be paid off at the closing, like normal liens get paid off. Mm-hmm. This is a different type of lien. First, I've heard about this type of lien in the 25 years I was doing it.
In Florida?
In Florida.
That's I love how he says that.
Because it's a right
like
way to
New
say
York.
Florida.
There's definitely an A-H in Florida.
You guys say it wrong, I say it right. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, top of the hour. Come back, light up the show here. 3-1 with the Center Guard mailbag. 312-981-7200. We got Let's Get Legal coming on after our show at 6 o'clock. Johnny's coming in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN until 6 o'clock. No, we're going to continue to go. Hold on. We're not going all the way to news. Okay. Forget about that. We're going. Look at this. This is what happens when you follow Northwestern football. Okay. So we just keep going. Never mind. Ashley, I need those headsets because this is driving me crazy. All right. So are we going to do the Center Guard Plumbing mailbag at the top of the hour there, Benny? Benny, are we doing the Center Guard mailbag at the top of the hour? What are we doing? I can't hear you. Okay, great. All right, hang on. I got bad headsets. Hold on. Okay, changing headsets here on the fly. Okay, now I can hear everybody.
It's professional.
I can hear you now. 312-981-7200. Okay, we're going to do that. All right, so let's just keep going. Stephen A. Leahy, you were talking about 1099s and the tax amnesty. No, I'll tell you what. I want to talk about the tax liens because we just brought it up. So typically, for our listeners that don't know, or our listeners that do know, if you have a tax lien or a lien on your property, what is a lien, Steve, on a property?
A lien is a claim, right? Either the government or your mortgage company has a lien. Anybody who has a claim on your property to alert others that they have a prior claim against you.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
We just refinanced a lady 7 months ago, did a cash out refinance. Her and her husband live in Indiana. We did a cash out refinance to consolidate her mortgage down on her home in Nashville and over $85,000 worth of credit card debt. She's self-employed, put a lot of her business expenses on her credit cards, and the cheapest way to extinguish that was to put it into her mortgage. Okay, boom, bungo, we got it done. $900,000 mortgage on a 1-4, 1-2-3-4, you know, $1 million home, cash out refinance, piece of cake. Saved her like $3,000 a month. It was ridiculous. It was great. Rates dropped. Okay, since the last time we did it, in the past 6 months, called her up, got her loan done. Loan's done. Loan is done. Now he's telling me we got to go to news. He just said go to the break of the hour. What is going on here? All right, so now I got to stop my great story in the middle.
Wow.
It's called a tease.
No, it's not. It's called Ben giving me bad information. I was on a roll here. Now I got to stop and get started again. 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to the news. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Come back after the news.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions, Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, and Louis Shapiro from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. All right, Steve. So, lean talk. All right? So,
my favorite time.
I know. Listen to this. So, this lady got her loans clear to close. We dropped her a full point, saving another like $700 a month. Huge amount of money on a $900,000 loan, right? It's a pretty big, substantial saving. Clear to close, getting ready to do it. We had to do a last-minute title search, make sure nothing else is on there. Boom, State of Indiana lien. Tax lien for $25,000. Okay, so between the time we closed until the time we had to clear to close on our new loan, 6-7 months, tax lien. So, of course, it stops everything. She doesn't have the $25,000. Entered into a payment plan with the great State of Indiana for $600-$700 a month, right? Had to get the State of Indiana's approval to refinance because the amount of money that she's saving covers the thing. But so we're trying to get them to subordinate behind it to let us close. But that's one story. It happens all the time, right? You've helped me. One of the first times we interacted,
yes,
was with an IRS. It was a mutual listener, yes, to both my show and your show. And he came to you to help
Vietnam vet.
A Vietnam vet who had back taxes. Yep. You set him up in an IRS payment plan. Yep. We did a cash out refinance with an FHA. This was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
With an FHA loan. FHA allowed for a payment plan from the IRS as long as they've made 3 payments on time. You got me the paperwork. We were able to close his loan. Down in Florida, and that's the right way to say it, Janelle Iacino.
Florida.
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 It's right where, it's Florida. So I've got a couple buying a home. $850,000 home.
A couple of what?
A couple of humans. Buying a male and a female married, buying a rabbi's daughter. So every time I talk to her on Friday, I say Shabbat Shalom. They're like, all right, we love this house. It's completely redone, gut rehab. It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous house. $850,000. But it's got a lien. I'm like, what's the problem? We'll just pay the lien off. No, there's a lien. Nobody would give me the information on the lien. Lien's on the property. Ready for this? Listen to this. First time 25 years I heard this. All right. Property has a lien. The developer who bought the home and developed it has a building code violation from Miami-Dade County against the building. No shot you're getting a mortgage on there.
Wow. Right?
No shot.
Wow.
You could buy the property for cash. Not too many people have 850 large lying around. Okay? So I get the other realtor on the phone with them. They went to see the property. A lien against the property, Steve. So in Florida, they would allow you, to the seller, to sell the home to a new buyer. And then the lien gets transferred to the new buyer. Why would they do that? Why wouldn't you absorb the lien when you sell the home? That's just the way they do it in Florida. Is that crazy?
Well, that's kind of like,
unique.
It's kind of like water bill here, right? Water bill is a lien.
100%.
Right. So if I buy a home and there's a water bill, I have to pay the water bill.
Somebody is, yeah, right, at the closing.
Yeah.
Down in Florida.
If it's there even after the closing, because sometimes you don't even know that there's a water bill out there, although you're supposed to pull it. You're supposed to pull it, yes.
Right,
you're
supposed to pull the water bill.
This is why we get title insurance.
Yep.
Because that's what it's supposed to insure against. You just said I could pay cash, but paying cash wouldn't stop the lien.
Lien. But down in Florida, it's crazy. Miami-Dade, it gets transferred from the seller to the buyer, and then the buyer absorbs the lien. It's crazy.
They must know about it, though, right?
Of course they know about it. It's on the title. How great. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, again, except for the like water bills and things that that have come up like that. And there has been, I have had instances where there has been a tax lien and someone sells the home or transfers the home to somebody else.
Yep.
And that lien goes with them. And they like, that's not my tax bill.
Now it is.
Now it is. Exactly.
I just thought, I'm glad we talked about it. So I just happened to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, we'll qualify for a loan because they easily qualify to buy an $850,000 home. To, you know, married couple, combined income, 350 grand a year. They got 10% down. Everything, 780 credits. Everything was great. Boom. I'm like, okay.
Was that a mechanics lien?
No, it's a violation for not getting permits or doing something for somewhere, somehow down in Miami-Dade County that they didn't like. And the building department, whatever it is, put a lien against the property.
Even though that didn't have anything to do with that with that permit?
You know, 100%. I don't know.
So the developer probably.
Developer, they slapped the property.
Yeah.
So now they said if you buy it for cash and transfer the property, which I'd never heard of before, the buyer can then, it was $1 million home that they're selling for $850 for reasons that the buyer who buys it knows that they're going to have a $50,000 tax lien. That's what the tax lien was. And whatever it costs to cure to bring it up to code, right? You're going to buy a house for $850, $1 million home for $850. You're going to pay the $50,000 tax lien there or property lien, whatever it's called. Then you've got a cost to cure, the cost that it's going to take to get it to
back into
code. And then you're going to have to pay that. So now you're going to have to pay 850 G's for the house. You're going to have to pay 50 grand for the tax lien, you know, whatever it's called down there, and then the cost to cure. So, yeah. How about the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's not unusual, though, in the sense that the government, that's what they do, right? When they have you owe them something,
yeah,
right? They're going to, everything you own, and people don't understand about a tax lien. A tax lien doesn't only just go against your house, right? It goes against everything you own.
Not in Florida.
And everything you will own.
Not in Florida, though. They'll let the owner out and transfer it to the buyer. I never, right? You're giving me that look. I know we're on radio. It's the same look that I had. Doesn't make sense. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with the mailbag, right, Benny? We got the mailbag coming up. Am I back on schedule? He's like watching college football. He's like, whatever. 312-981-7200. Neil, our new guy. Our new guy's like, hey, he just said something about you. 312-981-7200. You didn't ask me about the bathroom. I hired an investigator. I got to the bottom. I'll explain it later.
I've been wondering about that.
Yes. Somebody completely destroyed one of the stalls. The handicap stall,
and it's still kinda, no, it's in there still.
It's it. Well, no, they fixed it, but I found out who did it, and it might be the host coming up after the show. I'm just saying. 312-981-7200. Let's get
Mr.
legal.
Hansen.
I'm not saying you said that. I just said the host after the show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's Omega Pro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Tour of Chicago at 720 WGN. The mailbag coming up next. Senegar Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipe, Stephen A. Leahy, that are in my house. Breaking news. Ready for this?
I am.
Day 117 since of Tony Preckwinkle's tax debacle. Tax bill should have been mailed out June 30th, 117 days ago, Steve. 85 days since the tax bills were due. So the municipalities in Cook County that are running out of money have to borrow money at usury rates because of Tony Preckwinkle's incompetence. 67 days, Steve, until the end of the year. And 143 days until St. Patrick's Day, which is Election Day, when our all of the registered voters in the great county of Cook can go to the polls and vote Tony Preckwinkle's incompetence out of office. We call Tony Preckwinkle for all of our new listeners in the afternoon during the week. And this is what we got. Ben, drop it.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Hand on Bible, Ben. You made that call. Hand on Bible. He's shaking his head. Okay. I just found out that there's public comments time at the beginning of the county board meetings. Guess where I'm going at the next open county board meeting?
If you can figure out what
it
is. I
bet I can guess.
I'm going to be there. If I'm in town, I'm going.
And figure out what it is.
I got to figure out what it is. I feel like Ted Koppel, right? I feel, you know, Ted Koppel, Frontline. What was it?
Dateline.
No. Dateline came after that. Whatever Ted Koppel, 312-981-72.
He did the Iran.
He did the Iran. I feel like Ted Koppel. You know, Tony Preckwinkle's got us. He's got us the Tony Preckwinkle tax debacle. So I'm going to go during the 3 minute comment section, invite her personally onto the show because she's dodging us. Will not accept our invitation. Okay, let's get to something else. I found out, this is very important. Allegedly found out who busted the handicap stall. I had a deep investigative retired police officers on the case. I hired them all money. We haven't put it all on John Hansen yet, but it's leading to John Hansen. He's very violent when he has to go to the bathroom. You know what tipped me off? Yesterday he went online apologizing for having to cut off his newscast with Lisa Dent because his son stood up in his crib and almost fell out. So I could tell the anticipation. So it's leading, all signs are leading to John Hansen. I'll just throwing it out there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Hang on. We have an offer. Henry, how are you?
Mr. Dave, how are you?
I'm great. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I'm going to pick you up from your place up in Northbrook.
Okay.
We're going to go down to Cook County, and we're going to roll up in the limo to see your best new friend.
Okay.
This is Tony, and we're going to... What time should I pick you up?
I've got to figure out when the next meeting is. I went online. It's very confusing. You would think with the amount of money we're paying in taxes, Henry, that I'd be able to go on the Cook County website and it would say next meeting here. They've got the finance committee, the veterans committee. I just want a general meeting. So
you're lucky they haven't blocked you yet.
Well, listen, I didn't even know we could do comment section, so I'm super excited. Right to her face, I'm going to ask these questions. So, Henry, we're going to take your name and number down, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. And when the time comes...
Jim Shorts is going to come with.
Jim Shorts will come with. Okay, I'd like some snacks, some kosher snacks, please, and that would be great.
Wow.
All right, but...
Stop and mayonnaise before the meeting.
You go. Oh.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
I'd expect you to, and then bring it to me so I can eat it on the way down. Okay? I like the matzo ball soup and the latke. All right, I got other things.
Potato pancake.
Well, that's a latke. Yeah. Come on, Irish guy. Get with the program. Jeez, my God. Henry, thanks for calling. That's what a latke is.
I'm just clarifying.
No, you're not. You didn't know what a latke was. 312-981-720. All right, let's get to Mr. Pulte, the F8. Thank you, Henry. Please pick up Henry and send him a Mr. Floor cleaning product of his choice. I like the corned beef pastrami sandwich. Yum. Let's go. Let's just go with regular fat. You don't need the lean on rye with a little...
A little spicy mustard.
And
I always do the Reuben.
Well, of course you do. You can't. It's tough to pick up a Reuben, right, while you're in the back of a limo. But you know, you do you, and I'll do me. And I'm just saying, maybe like a Brown's cream soda. All right? I'm just throwing it out there if he wants to have the full menu. FHFA Chairman Pulte has appointed a gentleman by the name of Barry Habib that a lot of our listeners wouldn't know unless you're in the mortgage industry. Barry Habib. Is a very well-known and highly respected gentleman within the mortgage industry that runs a service that provides updated rates and market indicators and news stories about the mortgage industry. He has appointed Harry Habib to give him information and look into the loan level price adjusters that I've been complaining about since Trump was elected and appointed Chairman Pulte, which is a good sign that there will be adjustments with the loan level price adjusters. That Sandra Thompson, who was a train wreck under the Biden administration, instantly increased rates a half a point. And when we remove them, hopefully Barry Habib will make that recommendation, which I'm pretty confident he will, interest rates will drop a half a point and mortgages will be a lot cheaper and the flow of money will start again. So that's a positive sign that was just announced this week. You have a comment? I see it
I
in
have
your
no
face.
Comment.
Yes, you do. You don't want to say it, though. All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Inflation, Steve.
You're really going off on this politics lately.
I'm just stating facts.
I understand.
I'm just stating facts. Inflation was supposed to first day in office. Inflation was supposed to come down. Am I wrong?
Do you mean a politician promised something and he didn't deliver?
I'm just saying.
What kind of country do we live in?
A country that has politicians that lie. Okay, so everything was supposed to go down, Steve. First day in office. Eggs and meat and everything's supposed to go down. Inflation is now up to 3%, okay, which is not good for interest rates. I'm just throwing that out there. So according to the BLS and two of the labor statistics, September 2025, 3% inflation, which is up from October 2024. We were at 2.4%. We're now at 3%, which is not good for our listeners that are trying to buy things. the fuel is down. Fuel is cheaper, which is a positive.
I did see the CEO of Walmart.
Oh, you saw that about Thanksgiving?
Yes, about Thanksgiving. That the
packages
is down $24 this year.
Uh-huh, sure.
That's pretty good.
That is good. That is good. He also knows who breads his...
Either it's true or it's not. It's only facts.
That's fantastic. I saw the same thing. The turkey basket that Walmart is offering, which includes a whole family of 4, 8, or 10.
Ten
that they get feed. It's down 20. That's fantastic. Okay, fantastic. All right, for the basket. Now, what he left out is when you go to Walmart to buy other things that are not in the basket, how much more that's costing you, so they could offset the price of. I'm not playing cynical here. I'm just making. I was a marketing major. I know how these things work. Inflation is up, but his turkey basket's down, which is fantastic. I like to see what the price of Christmas gifts are. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, photo line. I have a lady calling in, a listener. 415. A lender tried to charge her over $21,000 in closing costs to refinance her home. Emma's, she's calling in. Kathy's calling in.
Wow.
$21,000.
What did we talk about on the way here?
100%. What do we talk about?
Scumbag. What do you guys talk about? Fill us in.
We weren't there. We don't know. We weren't invited.
Reverse, the last 5 minutes. The first 20 minutes we can't talk about. We'll get booted off here. Your mom.
Yes.
Your mom.
She gets a lot of offer. You know, it's a lot more.
I placed your mom, helped Jose Rodriguez, my reverse mortgage expert, and I placed his mom in a reverse mortgage about 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. She fought me for the past prior 5 years. Didn't want to have anything to do with it, right?
Yes.
I'm like, okay, Steve, your mom's at me. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this. 3 years ago, so about there, we went into it, revolutionized her life, right? It was greatest thing. Now she's getting solicited. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they appear to be from her mortgage company, but it's not. People trying to get her to refinance.
Oh, wow.
And presenting themselves as her current mortgage company. So this happens a lot with IRS. When you owe the IRS, you'll get a lot of mail, and it looks like it's from the IRS, but it's not.
How old is your mom?
My mom is 83 years old.
God bless her. Yeah. Is she financially sophisticated in reverse mortgages?
She's better now.
Right. But is she?
No, she doesn't know. That's why she calls me and says, Steve, I got this. What's going on here?
These scumbag lenders, and Wendy will I think her name is Wendy. We'll talk about how a lender. I got on the phone with the guy, right? Yeah. We did a three way, and we'll expose this scumbag when she calls in.
That's
at
your favorite thing.
It's like pregame stretching for me. It's awesome. Like Caleb Williams going out there pregame and throwing lobs and fires, you know, to get his arm warmed up. It's great. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We got to hit a break. This was the Center Guard mailbag segment. Sponsored by CenterGuard, the only plumbing company I trust to touch the pipes, Steve, that are in my home. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Janelle Iacino after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Thank you to, was it Henry, the limo driver, and volunteering to drive me down. Like I said, corned beef pastrami combined combo rye with deli mustard and the pancake, potato pancake, also known as a latke, Steve, and a Brown's cream soda. 312-981-7200. First, we have to find out when the next meeting is, which is impossible to find out online. So if anybody could let me know when the next Cook County board meeting is, I'd appreciate that so I get my limo driver set up. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy's not in today. Because of family obligation. He has five kids. He keeps having kids, Steve. I'm like, what's going on with that? So Janelle Iacino is in here talking about spiders and mice. Fire away there, young lady.
Well, we've just been getting an increase of calls lately for spiders. And every year that I've worked in this business, for the last 20 years, mind you, 20 years, everyone that calls is always just like, I got bitten by a brown recluse. Or like, my husband got bit by a brown recluse. Everybody thinks that if they got bitten by a spider, it must be a brown recluse, and now they're going to lose a limb and die. And it's not usually that extreme.
What is a brown recluse?
A brown recluse is one of only two very, very dangerous spiders that exist in the southernmost part of Chicagoland. I guess you would say it comes up this north. It's very, very rare. But there are a number of other species of spiders that we see so much more frequently that could be biting you if you have a surplus of them in the house.
How do they bite you? While you're sleeping?
Well, not necessarily. A lot of times...
Or they jump on you during the day and start going to town.
More often than not, if you get bitten by a spider, it's because you sat in a blanket or a pile of clothes and the spider was in that and got disturbed and tried to defend itself. So a lot of times that's how it happens. Or you could be, you know, you get into bed and there could be one in your bed and that's how you get bitten. But what I want to educate people about is you cannot... There's no scientific way to diagnose a spider or any kind of insect problem just by looking at a bite alone. Everybody reacts differently. We all know this. You know, if you're sitting in a yard and everybody's getting bitten by mosquitoes, maybe somebody's not. Everyone has a different reaction. So you can never judge an insect presence or identification by the bite alone. You have to see the insect. If you're guessing that you got bitten by something, you have to find the insect in order for us to diagnose that. And what I want to remind people, too, is, you know, if you do get bitten and it looks like it's getting swollen, red, infected, sure, you should go see your doctor or dermatologist. But please bear in mind that doctors are not, you know, they're not entomologists. Maybe they read one chapter of insect bites while they were studying in their medical career.
How many chapters have you read?
I know more about spiders than most people care to know about, but that's another story. But yeah, like if your doctor, you know, if you go in with a bite and you're like, hey, doc, what is this? What could this be? They're not going to know either without seeing the actual insect. So just bear that in mind. And don't always think it's the worst. I will say brown recluse spiders get their name because they're reclusive. So I can count on one hand how many times we've actually physically run into a brown recluse in the field. And more often than not, it was an abandoned home or something that had been sitting without human activity for a long period of time. And that's more of its realm. It likes to hide out. And you're not really going to see them out in the open.
How large are they? Are they the size of a penny, a dime, a nickel?
It's about the size of a nickel, I would say. But there are so many species of spiders that look similar, too, that people will automatically think, okay, it's brown in color. It must be this. Well, the telltale sign of a brown recluse is a little shape on its abdomen, on its back. And it's like a fiddle. It's like a fiddle shape. That's how you know for sure it's that. And
can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
If you get that close to a spider to determine and to recognize a brown fiddle on its back, you're too close to the spider.
Exactly.
Just throwing it out there.
And even funnier than the other characteristic is they only have six eyes, not eight like most spiders.
So another reason not to get close to the spider.
Exactly. There is one spider that we are finding a lot of, like in the last 2 weeks, I would say. It's called a yellow sac spider. And these spiders are like a light brown color, kind of like a creamy yellow sometimes. They're not furry. You know, we've got a lot of fuzzy spiders out there, orb weavers and wolf spiders. But yellow sac spiders are smooth. They're similar in color to the brown recluse, but they don't have that pattern on the abdomen. So that's one thing. But it's also the way that they act and how they build their webs. The yellow sac spider will make these little web pockets, and you'll see them in like creases between the ceiling and the wall. And that's where they hang out until their babies are born. They don't necessarily capture insects in that web. That's just like a protective casing for them. They will actively hunt outside of the web.
New name, Steve.
I did not know that.
Yellow sac spider. That is your new favorite name. The yellow sac spider. YSS.
How do you know it's a yellow sac spider? It's yellow. It's got a sac.
And it's not hairy.
It's not hairy.
Sounds like a defensive play for the Bears.
Yes. Yellow sac spider on three.
But though the yellow sac spider is probably the most concerning that we see most commonly. Again, if you do get bitten by one of these, it's probably going to be similar to a bee sting. So it will hurt and it will react most likely, and it will get swollen, and usually spider bites will come to a head. But again, if you don't see an actual insect, there's no way to really tell what bit you. So with that being said, I've got a couple of resources for you guys. Our staff entomologist just wrote a phenomenal blog post with photos, images of all these spiders that I'm talking about. So you can go to rosepestcontrol.com, go to the blog. It's the last post that we just posted this week, and you can see pictures of each spider I'm talking about. And hey, if you see something weird in your house and you're like, this doesn't match any pictures on your website, I don't care what it is, I'm not getting closer, you can always email us that picture too, and we'll identify it for you for free.
Isn't that the name of your church bowling league, the Yellow Sack Spiders team? Isn't that the name of your team?
I thought it was for free.
Well, that's the other bowling team. So if our listeners want to get eradicate them from their homes or their businesses or their wherever they're staying, what's the place? How do they get rid of them?
Yeah, so we can come and do an assessment. You can call us for a free quote, 1-800-GOT-PESTS, or visit rosepestcontrol.com and fill out our form. And our expert will come and properly identify the species, tell you why they're there, what their habits are, what they're going to be after. We physically remove the webs from the inside and the outside of the house as part of our Healthy Home Maintenance Program. And it covers dozens of common household pests, including mice, which is the other thing I wanted to talk about today.
We'll talk about that later on in the show because we're up against a break here. You just dove into spiders and creeped everybody out there, like going running to the showers to put... spider abatement.
They're creepy. They're like scientific. It's like the probably what people get creeped out the most out of any other bug, I would say.
Spiders. Killing them, is it bad for the environment?
Well, it's about the balance, David. It's not about killing species of things. It's about, you know, okay, they're too close for comfort, so let's push them back outside where they belong so they can eat all the other nasty bugs out there, right?
Okay. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 847. Thank you for the link of the Cook County, Illinois government calendar. We'll see if we could find the when the next meeting is. Three-minute... what's that, Steve? They have three-minute comments. I'm going to ask Tony to her face because she, for some reason, dodges the show.
She may not pay attention to you.
Well, she's going to hear it. Well, everybody else there will. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Steve, 117 days by statute. By statute, Steve. Tax bill should have gone out. She's been president since 2010. They signed a contract for $30 million in 2015 for software that was supposed to be implemented in 2018. And we have an additional $250 million invested in the software that hasn't worked since they signed the contract with Tyler Technologies. And nobody's doing anything about it. If you were in the public sector, Steve, you'd be out of a job.
You're fired.
Fired in 3 seconds due to incompetence. But here in Cook County, we just run you for another 4 years. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's... a voice. It was Stephen A. Leahy, who's coming up next, talking about 1099s and a bunch of other things and tax amnesty. Yeah, that too. Talking about tax amnesty after these messages.
I just wanted to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham! What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. You're
it's
exactly
like a Batman
right.
cartoon where you go, pow, pow, pow.
Not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That's a Hall of Fame rejoin right there. The great, late, great Joe Hogle. May his memory be a blessing.
Fight back now.
Fight back now.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. There's an amnesty program going on that I had no idea in the great state of Illinois that you were saying that they're actually doing a great job reaching out to Illinoisians who owe the state. Is that the right word?
Wow.
Illinoisans?
Illinoisans? Yeah. All right, whatever.
You sound annoyed.
Well, I'm just Mr. Wordsmith over there. You know, well, he's an attorney, so he's never wrong. The folks in Illinois who owe the state money. There's an amnesty program. You want to dive deep?
They've had this amnesty program before. They pop it up every 5 years or something like that. And usually nobody knows about it. Nobody hears about it. And I think what you said, I think they're doing a good job now, because everybody's, if you owe the Illinois money, they're sending you a notice and telling you, hey, you owe us this. I have a client. She has a bill from the Illinois Department of Revenue for $3,095.07. And she can settle it now for $443.30.
Wow. Well, so, they go from $3,000
what? $3,095 to $443.
11%, 12%. That's not bad. That's
amazing.
That's pretty damn good.
And she didn't do anything. They contacted her. I got another client, owes over $20,000. He can settle for $7,000.
Okay, hold on. So we're always, always, always cautious about getting calls from the IRS. Mm-hmm. We always say on this show, mm-hmm. the IRS isn't going to call you, so don't take the calls. Are you saying now that the state of Illinois is calling, or are they
they're sending you a notice.
They're sending you a letter. Yes. Okay, yes. In the mail.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's obviously, and of course, you can direct where your payment goes, so you're not paying somebody that's just saying, hey, send me some money, and you send them the money, right? And you can contact them. You can pay with on mytaxillinois.com.
Okay, so there's a
website. It is.
There's a website on the letter,
yes.
Okay, that states that you owe this, and our listeners can be confident that it's true blue and it's true, not a yes. scam.
First off, if you owe the Illinois, you probably know it, because Illinois is very aggressive in collecting. You know, I always say the IRS is the biggest collection agency in the world, but Illinois is more aggressive than even the feds. They really come after you. The only good part about owing Illinois instead of if you owe the federal government too, is you owe them a lot less,
mm-hmm.
because the tax is a lot less. But they are very aggressive at collecting. It's harder to come up with a deal with Illinois than it is with the IRS.
But this opportunity they have right now, that's an amazing opportunity for our listeners.
Now, every tax
that owe the state money,
every tax that you owe them is not in the amnesty program. You'd have to make sure that if you owe them, it's the kind of tax that is in the amnesty program, like income tax is. And so if you have, again, if you owe Illinois money, you probably know it. And now they're sending you this bill and saying, hey, this is what you owe us. We'll take this. And really what it is the principal, whatever you owed. Almost everybody that I help with taxes will always say, I don't mind paying the tax, but it's the penalties and interest that I don't want to pay. Well, that's what, unfortunately, if you're going to have to pay it unless you can prove that you can't.
So a $400 tab, okay, it's gone up to a $3,100 yeah. bill, right? A $400, an original debt of $400 has now ballooned to right under $3,100.
Yeah.
How many years does it take? Just ballpark, is it a 5 year that
I think this is a 2018.
Wow.
Yeah,
7 years.
2018, 2019 tax that's out there. So, and then again, penalties and it adds up. Right?
Can I tell you what happened to me?
Certainly.
Okay, so my accountant got my tax returns done. I was on extension. I had a bunch of partnerships. So I came in 2 weeks before the 15th, I think October 1st, Tony sent it in. Boom, filed electronically, bingo, bongo, went in. Paid my bill, gone. 2 weeks later, I get what?
You paid your bill in October?
Yeah, I paid whatever I owed them. I paid my estimated ones, okay. But then after he finished my final...
That's all, just checking.
Yeah, no, after he after he finalized my Illinois and my federal, I owed more, so I paid it, okay? I get a letter 10 days, 2 weeks later, saying that income calculation was off. I owe him this, bam! I owe him a tax bill. I owe him a penalty. Right, so I'm not going to argue. I just went online. I wrote a check to the state, and then the federal, I went online. I paid it. It's done. Okay? State of Illinois, right? Cook County, no problem. Don't have to send a tax bill out. Doesn't get penalized. You still have your job. I just wanted to bring that up. Okay? Again, I'm just bringing up that if I underestimate my, undercalculate my CPA makes a mistake, I'm like, hey, Tony, can we throw in a couple extra bucks next year? I'd rather get money back than owe them money, then have to pay a penalty on top of that. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. I was able to pay it. It's done. But that's just another point that the federal government, Cook County, can do whatever the hell they want without a problem. Mm-hmm. But what you and I do something wrong, we get the enema. Okay?
I talk about this a lot because now that they can track things so much easier than they ever have before.
Sure.
I'm getting a lot of people who are getting, from Illinois too, you didn't pay your estimated tax right. you're getting a penalty. So you file your tax return, you pay the tax you pay according to the tax return, and then you get a bill from Illinois that says you didn't pay your estimated taxes enough. Now you owe us a penalty.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, they're tracking it so much more than they ever could before.
Right. And they got me.
That's why we're talking about 1099s, and we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later on in the show. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I want to bring Mary on real quick. Mary, I got 30 seconds before the break. You've got some information about the county board meeting for me.
Yeah, so if you go to the county board meeting, which is awesome, good for you, David, you can say whatever you want, speak your mind. She will not respond to you.
Good.
It's not a Q&A.
I know. I've been to my local school board meetings.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah, but I just want to get 3 minutes in front of her because she will not return any of our calls. We can't even get through to her because, you know, they don't take any messages. But I would like to know when in November is the next meeting because it is not on the county website, which you would think, Steve.
It is.
Can you find it for us and call in and let us know?
I'm going to say it's the third Wednesday of November.
Could you do me a favor?
Third Thursday of November.
Can you just can you measure twice and cut once? Because I got to order my limo from Henry. Yeah, I got to make sure I got all that set up.
Yeah. You know what? I have it on my work calendar. I will text it to you on Monday.
All right. Neil, give her my cell phone number, 773-456-6526. Mary, hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. You're awesome.
Oh, thanks.
All right. No, you are. Steve doesn't think so, but I do. Hold
That's
on.
That's not true.
Hey, we got to get to new. Steve, phone number real quick. We're running
312-664-6649. Go to fightbacknow.com. Get on my email, my daily email list.
All right. Louis Shapiro coming up next from Redo Cabinets. This is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. Thank you to 630 Texter. The next county board meeting is November 20th. So I will be there. November 20th. And I hope that the tax bills are out, but a larger percentage of me is hoping that they're not out because it would be better. You understand that.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200, 312 Nightline with Ted Koppel.
Nightline.
This is tax time with David Hochberg, County Park Wingles, tax, Cook County tax bill debacle. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Louis, we typically don't have back-to-back guest appearances, so you must be some type of special person. The calls, I know you want to talk about the in-house shopping experience, but first talk about the listeners that called during the show or after the show that you were able to speak with and the jobs that you are performing based upon your performance last Saturday.
Yeah, that actually ties in perfectly well. So the calls that we got, we went out there, customers super happy. Thing that they liked the most was the in-home shopping experience. They liked the fact that we bring large samples of our cabinets, large samples of our countertops, and large samples of our backsplashes out to their home so they can see what everything looks like in their light. It's a completely different shopping experience versus going to a big box where you need to go there two or three times, you see things on a screen. It doesn't really replicate well in your home. With our program, bringing these samples in your home, it just makes it's a great experience for them.
Somebody that keeps their lights off and their drapes closed and all their windows covered, like Stephen A. Leahy in his home. What type of experience would that be for somebody that there is no natural light that comes through his home?
Well, just make sure you have the proper lighting in your house. So we do make recommendations as far as that as well. It works out really good.
What cabinet color goes good with a red light?
I would do like our raw umber color. It would look really good.
Ooh, okay. I love raw umber.
Raw umber. I don't know what
Isn't
that is.
Isn't a breed of spiders as well, like raw umber?
No.
312-981-72.
That's the name of David's band.
The umber sack spider.
It's the name of my band. Yeah, my high school grunge band. So what is the in-home shopping experience? What does that entail?
So typically we go to customer's house for about 90 minutes. We'll go over a company story, show where we were, where we were going, and customers are really enjoying just the being able to touch and feel the physical samples. So you can see how heavy and how high of a quality our doors are. You can compare them to the backsplash you want to put in, and you can put it with the countertops you want to put in. We educate our customers on the different ways you can do kitchens, and we help them get the best resolution for themselves.
Thanksgiving is 30-some days away. Mm-hmm. Can you still do a redo? That came out wrong. Can you still redo a kitchen prior to Thanksgiving, or is it just too close to the date?
So we wouldn't be able to do by Thanksgiving. So we're about 6 to 8, 8 to 10 weeks on our projects. Okay. Everything is custom made. We're not pulling anything off a shelf. This way, it's going to be a perfect fit when we bring it to their house once it's ready.
Got it. So probably Christmas is out too then, right? You're just kind of tight for Christmas because you're banging up against, I mean, what did I say earlier? 67 days until the end. So you're 62 some days before Christmas. It's probably a little tight.
It is, and most of our customers don't want their house torn up for the holidays. We can definitely get them ready for the new year right away.
Okay. So that's an option for you.
Yeah.
Is there a website that our listeners could go to check out all of the products that you guys offer and the services you provide?
We have a ton of before and after photos on our website at redocabinets.com, and you can always give us a call at 630-381-5583.
I just want to throw this out there. One of the owners, Mark, works out a lot, and he doesn't wear small golf shirts, right? Because he's like all in my feet. I don't know why, but I get Redo Cabinet ads all the time. And somebody texted me like he's all over. He's like, is he a big guy or just does he wear small shirts? I'm like, well, he's a big guy and he wears regular shirts and he's just a big dude, right? Big arms, gigantic arms, Steve. He'll crush you like a grape. So, but your online advertising is spot on. You're all over the place. So congratulations. How successful are those type of ads on Instagram and Facebook and all the X and all that stuff that you're doing?
Yeah, it works really well for us because those are the consumers who are out actively looking for our services, and it gives them some inspiration of what they could do and what we could do for them.
The cost differential between ripping out a kitchen and as opposed to redoing it, are we at half the price? We at 20%? You know, what's the cost savings keeping the boxes and putting new faces on?
So think of it this way. We can install for what you would pay for materials. So when you buy your material, you still have to pay for someone to tear everything out. You mm-hmm. have to pay for someone to put it in. You need to pay for permits. You need to pay for disposal. So there's a ton of savings that way. We're typically half the price of what a gut job would be.
Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out.
630-381-5583.
I received an email Thursday from a listener who I've known for 20-some years saying, hey, want to get a hold of Lewis. I got to redo my cabinets. And I connected you with him prior to the show because I didn't have your email address from last weekend. So you're going to be in contact with him to get his cabinets done. And
I'm looking forward to connecting with your friend, yes.
All right, phone number one more time.
630-381-5583.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I believe Kathy is on line 7, who is the lady that was considering refinance, got solicited to refinance when she shouldn't have refinanced.
Mm.
$21,000.
Mm.
Got me on a phone call with the loan officer. Was not too happy when I came on and got involved because it took a transaction away from him because it wasn't in Kathy's best interest. Mm. So we're going to hear Kathy share her experience so she could tell you what scumbag lenders sound like on the phone because it wasn't in her best interest to do that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's Mega Pros Call, Text, and Photo Line. Come back with Kathy with her experience after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I was sweating in my costume. I went as Donald Duck. With all the guys laughing at me, walking as I'm pushing my daughter for Halloween on the 31st, sweating my rear end off.
You were sweating your tail feathers off?
I was sweating my tail. Sweating everything. It's like a freaking oven in there.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was 21 years ago.
Wow.
Just want to let you know when I wore the Donald Duck outfit, and it was literally 75, 80 degrees on Halloween.
Wow.
Yes, 21. Look it up. And then the following year, it was raining and sleeting sideways.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Kate, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, David?
I'm outstanding. Can you explain your situation to our wonderful listening audience?
I certainly will. So I called you because I had gotten a flyer with my monthly mortgage statement that I have two mortgages. I have the first and I have the second, which is a line of credit.
Yep.
And I called you to say, what do you think? Because the agent that got in touch with me from my new res lender, what he worked up involved a $21,000 closing cost. And that didn't seem right. I've been listening to you forever as you give advice to everybody else. And I thought, I have to call David Hochberg and see what he says. And you walked me through everything. You even assisted with a call to the lender. And I just think everything you know about this, if anybody doesn't use you as a refi, they're crazy, because it was an education for me, and I think you've really helped set us on the right course. We're going after a HELOC, and this particular person didn't want to discuss a HELOC at all.
Right.
He said, oh, no, we don't offer that. That's not doable.
Wow.
So I just want everybody that's listening to know that they need to call you before they proceed. And honestly, they get on the flyer that comes, it says you can access your equity in your home and not disturb your first loan or, you know, your first mortgage for no costing you nothing.
Yeah, well, which was a lie.
Me, yeah, $21,000 is a lot more than nothing.
So you called me, you sent me the documentation, I highlighted everything that they were doing, right?
Yes, you did, and you educated me along the way, like this means this, and this is what this rate really is, here's what's happening, all along, the whole way through it.
He bought, and here's what he did. This loan officer at New Res, which is our current servicing company, wanted to refinance her into a lower rate loan. And charge her, get her into the fives. Rates aren't in the fives right now. The only way to get to Steve, I could get her into the fives. It would cost $15,000 in discount points to get her into the fives, which does not make any sense. She's got a 4%, 3% first loan right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. She's got a 3 or 4% first loan right now. So I'm like, why are we going into the fives and why are you paying all of this money, increasing your loan amount, when you could use that $20,000 to pay off your credit card debt, which is the purpose of the call? She's like,
yes.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Right, Mary? Right. Kate. So,
yes.
So, so I'm like, set up a call. So she tries to call the guy after 5 o'clock. I'm talking to her after 5 o'clock, 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, we were talking at 8 o'clock at night. Yes.
Can't get a hold of the rep at New Res. Okay?
For two days.
I'm talking to her, texting her every 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. Right, Mary? Mary. Why do you keep calling me?
Yes.
Kate, right?
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
We're going back. Can't get a hold of the guy. Guy's in the witness protection program. So busy charging people $20,000 in closing costs that he can't call Kate. So we finally get him on the phone. And I was respectful, right?
Yes, you were you were very professional, very respectful.
And
I
walked him through, why are you charging her this much? And he was spinning in circles. Okay.
Yes, he was.
Okay. So if he closes a $350,000 refinance, he would have probably gotten paid a handsome commission on that, especially when they're charging taking her out of her 3% loan, putting her into a 5% loan, charging her $21,000 in closing. He didn't have an answer.
He had no answer. And then when David mentioned HELOC, he stopped dead in his tracks. And then I wrote down what he said. He said, oh, we are not offering that. No, no, that's not an option. We don't do that at New Res.
The best.
He almost seemed unfamiliar.
Well, he was unfamiliar because he didn't make money on that product. If you took out a HELOC, he wouldn't have gotten the commission he would have gotten by refinancing you out of your perfectly good 3 or 4% mortgage. So you know what we're doing, Steve? Sent out an email this morning. Kate got it, introducing Kate to the team at Kane County Teachers Credit Union. I looked up her address in Zillow. I'm like, here's what Zillow says, 400 and whatever. She's got 266 on her first. We're not touching that. She owes 40 whatever on the second. And we want to take out an additional up to 80% to pay off debt. So if we did it their way, she'd only be able to pay off $18,000 worth of credit card debt because they would have sucked up over $21,000 in closing costs. Doing it our way, she keeps her first loan, and now she's able to pay off $38,000 worth of credit card debt, which is going to save her close to $3,000 a month. $3,000, and it's going to cost her a couple hundred bucks to KCTCU for all the whatever closing costs there are, a couple hundred bucks. No yearly annual fee, and she's going to save 3 G's.
Wow, that's huge.
It's huge. It's such a shout-out to you, David. I really think you're a gem, and people need to, contact you before they make any moves. Because for me, it's a total education. I had no idea how it worked, even though I've listened to you talk about it to a number of people. I just never thought I needed to do a HELOC, but I find that that's the most sensible, logical thing after you've explained it to us on what to do. That's the way we're going.
Steve, $1,000 a month.
Hey, David, how much money did you make on that?
Thanks for asking, Steve.
Yeah.
Zero. And how many hours did I have on the phone with you, Kate? Probably.
Probably over five.
5 hours.
Over a number of days. Yep.
Emails.
I mean, you were there. You got back to me. When I would text you or email you, you either called me or texted or got back to me. I mean, it wasn't like I was hanging for 2 days. Like, well, what's happening now?
Mm-hmm. Zero.
So, and it was so clear to me. This guy is a loan officer. He didn't seem to know Dick from squat. I don't know. He didn't. Okay. He didn't seem knowledgeable.
All right, that made it through. All. Okay, Dick from squat. Okay, that I like that. That's right from Kate. But here, Kate, are you in the mortgage industry, Kate?
No, I am not. I'm in education, and I can do a lot with that, but I can't do anything with mortgages unless I talk to somebody like you that really knows the story.
Steve, your mom's in
be doing.
Steve, your mom's in her 80s. What does she know about reverse mortgages other than what Jose and I taught her about reverse mortgages?
That's right. She learned a lot because, because when you go through the process, you learn.
Right. Kate here was about to get picked off for 21. These servicing companies would rather sell you the sizzle, not the steak, right? They'd rather sell you the sexy rate and pay. I'd rather have Kate take the 21 grand that he's got over 4 or 5 hours invested in Kate to make sure she didn't screw herself up, to take the 21 grand that would have gone to New Res for a low rate, which she didn't need to have because she already has a low rate, to pay off $21,000 with credit card debt, which is going to save her $3,000 a month. And you know what it's going to enable them to do? Kate and her husband, take some of that money and pay it back down the HELOC to pay herself back. And then when that debt is gone in however many months, she'll pay it off faster, a couple, 2-3 years. She'll pick up $3,000 cash flow a month and still be left with her 30-year fixed loan in the 2s, 3s, and 4s, whatever it is.
It's a 3.
It's in the 3s. This guy at New Res, he was dead stop in his tracks, right?
Totally. He absolutely was speechless. He said, "Are you there, sir?"
Yeah, I guess. I thought we'd have to call the paramedics and get the paddles out. Because I said I was Kate's financial advisor, and I said here's your options, Kate. You could refinance, or you could do it this way, and it's up to you. And I said, young man at News Res, these are the options that Kate's going to make the decision, and she'll call you back. Mm-hmm. I was on my way to a golf lesson because I learned how to play golf. Mm-hmm. Still suck, but I was on the way to a golf lesson, and I just wanted, Kate said she'd call in when $21,000 of closing costs.
I know. And that's what they're doing out there. And so I think your audience needs to know that it's a shout out to you that they need to call you. You know, whatever they decide to do, they need to have input from you because you know it and we don't. Right. And this is just so helpful to all of us. So I appreciate you, and I'm so grateful I made that call.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story. And Steve, again, the total commission invested that I had in the 5 hours got nothing. But I guarantee you, when Kate has any friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors that need a loan, that's where we make up the money.
Exactly.
Okay.
And also, I've already told people I know they need to call you.
Well,
I have a lot of young folks that are trying to buy properties that I work with, and I say, this is the person you have to call. So
that's a trade-off,
Steve. Take me up on it.
Well, me too. So I appreciate you giving us the opportunity. I'm glad we saved a WGN listener from getting picked off for 21 grand from New Res, which New Res, I'm looking in the camera, disgusting for what you're doing to your clients. And here, New Res as well, why don't you figure out how to get payoffs to your clients within 15 minutes instead of like a week. We're waiting a week for payoffs from New Res so they could call up the clients so they could try to save their clients from being refinanced. That's the game. All right, Kate, I got to hit a break here. Okay. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you so much.
Hang on. Appreciate for your Mr. It. Floor Thank cleaning product of your choice.
Thank you.
My pleasure. This is Homestream Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to come back with Janelle Iacino, Stephen A. Leahy, and Lewis Shapiro from New Redo Cabinets after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo. I want to thank Kate. Steve, we were talking about it on the way down. The scumbag servicing companies, the scumbag reverse mortgage companies, they get the lists and they solicit mostly experienced homeowners. They know how old you are, right? You have a reverse mortgage. You're at least 62, mm-hmm. right? They know who you are, right? They've got all the information, and they prey on them, and they prey on them, and they prey on them, and they sell the rate. I don't sell the rate. I sell the payment. They prey on them. Oh, look at this. You're going to be in the fives. Oh, it doesn't. It's only going to cost. You know, nobody looks at the cost.
You say that a lot, David. That you pay. That you don't sell the rate.
I sell the payment.
Explain what that means, though, because what they're selling is a rate, right? What that means.
Okay, what it means is this, and this comes from Randy Jones, the old melt shop superintendent at Acme Steel in Riverdale. When I was in the scrap iron and metal business over 25 years ago, when I first started out, I went to Riverdale and I stood on the melt shop floor right by the basic open hearth furnace. Okay, and Randy Jones told me, good old boy from Kentucky, he's like, David, I don't give up blank what it costs going on the top of the furnace. All I care is the cost a ton per the cost per ton of the steel coming out of the bottom of the furnace, right? Because you had like making steel is like making a cake. So when I went to the scrap iron, when I left the scrap industry, came the mortgage industry, and I was taking people out of the fours and the fives at the time, putting them into subprime loans in the sevens and the eights, and saving them $10,000 a year or $20,000 a year. And they're like, ah, you know, but look at that. I'm like, it's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. I'm saving your family $1,500 a month. I'm saving your family $2,000 a month. Yeah, you're going from four or five into seven and eight, but your family's saving $2,000 a month. I just saved this lady, Kate, that I didn't make any money on her loan, $3,000 a month, right? And it's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. It's always about the monthly payment. So she was about ready to go into a rate in the fives that was going to cost her $21,000 and leave her 3% loan that you just said at the end of the conversation. So it all comes down to what's best for your family. Is your family, here, I'll give you one. I got a guy, 63 years old. His wife's 62 years old. He likes, you know, younger women, naturally. Combined income, you know, they're both making $75,000 a year. Combined income, $150,000. He's got $87,000 worth of credit card debt. Okay? In Glenview. I just talked to him yesterday. His credit score is a 556. Her credit score is a 689. Okay, great. Challenge is we need both incomes to pull this thing together to pay off $89,000 worth of debt. He's in the fours. I'm like, okay, I can't do anything for you. Can't get you a HELOC. You don't qualify under your wife's income to run a loan. I need you on this loan because I need your $75,000. Popped him into a 7.75% FHA loan because that's the only rate I could get him with a 558 credit score. It's going to cost me $8,200 to get the rate because his credit sucks. Okay, but I'm saving him $1,600 a month. $1,600 a month. Better yet, we're going to improve his 558 because the only way he's getting out of the box he created for himself up into the 600. So in the spring or the summer, whenever the time period when I could refinance him and his credit gets better, we're going to refinance him, cover the closing costs at the time, and build him back. Hopefully rates will be lower and get him out of his FHA loan that I have to put him into. I'm saving the guy $1,600 a month. Okay, you got a better idea? You got any other way to pay off $87,000 with the credit card debt to take that elephant off his back to get him into a better position? He's in his 60s. There's no other way to do it. So he's like, I listen to you all the time. Do it. So done. We got it rolling. So that's what it is. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. It's always about the monthly payment. It's about it's your family. What's going to help your family get through the month and get to a better position? It's not about you and your sexy rate and the twos and the three, the sexy bathing suit. It's about your family and how much they pay a month. And what are you going to save?
I love the way you always say, I can get you a two, but it costs you money. Right?
Costs you money.
So I could sell you the rate, but it's going to cost you a lot of money.
I send my borrowers the rate sheet that I'm quoting off. Yeah. I show them what my rates are. I'm not hiding anything, right? I'm like, in order to get to 7.75, it's going to cost me $8,000. Here's the rate, right? I mean, this is what, when I hit the price out the loan, these are the best rates that I could get you. Look, they're like, what does that $8,000 mean? I'm like, cost me $8,000 with your 558 credit score to do a cash out refinance to pay off your $87,000, $88,000 worth of debt. That's what it means. He's like, all right, I see it there. I go, I'm making it off the loan amount. We get paid based upon the loan amount, not what rate we put you into. So that's what it means. All right, let's talk about mice.
Smooth transition there, Dave.
Talk about mice.
Oh, man.
Mice
You ever heard someone say, oh, I just have one mouse in the house. I saw one mouse in the house.
There's not only one.
There's never just never one.
There's always more. It's never
so
one.
I just want to throw some facts out there. Okay. So every 3 weeks, a female mouse can have a litter. Every 3 weeks. That's like roughly 19 to 21 days. That's a gestation period.
Jeez.
Each litter can be between 6 and 8 mice.
Oh, God. Can the willies.
So every, if you see a mouse now, if you've had a mouse in the house or in the garage getting in, this is just the beginning. If you've had them in years prior, it's just going to keep happening. Every month that you say, oh, it's just one mouse, there's more and more being made behind the scenes. And sure, they're a nuisance, but the biggest issue is all the diseases that can spread. I don't know how many people realize this, but they don't control their bladders very well, if you can believe that. And so if you find droppings in your silverware drawer, or if you find evidence of chewed packages in the pantry or in your cupboard, that means it's not very far from where that mouse urinated. And they're urinating on all the stuff that you're going to be eating off of.
Steve, you got a lot in common with these mice. Spreading your seed and peeing everywhere. I mean, we're going to have 6 or 8 new Leahys every 22 days.
Mice are amazing in the just what
they're,
you say,
survivors.
How fast they, and where do they show up? I went into a back room at our church and opened a drawer, and there was a mouse in the drawer that
praying?
chewed up one of the yes, praying on the chewed up one of the books and made a
nest out
yes.
of it. Oh my!
And it's like you're sitting next. I'm sitting next
to
this
holy
drawer.
Nest.
Oh gosh.
It's a holy nest.
in the pew? Is that what they call it?
It wasn't in a pew. It was in the back of the in the back of the church.
In the sacristy.
But there's. I opened up the drawer and here's how long that mouse has been there. How did it know to go there?
And
I don't know.
It's
amazing.
If you've got parts of the house that you don't frequent, or I mean, that's an even bigger chances of a sighting. I mean, this time of year, people are digging out decoration boxes from the basement, maybe up in the attic. Don't be surprised if you see evidence, but also don't dismiss it. You don't know you might not know how long the droppings have been there. Get an assessment. Give us a call and we can come and take a look. We will identify how they're getting in and plug those things up. And then we also work with you on a long-term prevention program.
How small of a space? They don't have a skeletal system, right? Or is that the rats?
Both of them have they have a skeletal system, but they're very flexible.
Flexible.
So
okay.
The mouse skull and all the size of it needs is the size of a dime, the diameter of a dime. That's what it needs to get through an opening. So like check your window around your windows and doors, you know, especially your door that is on your garage, the overhead door. Make sure that rubber stripping at the bottom is flush with the concrete when you have it closed. And if you see any light coming through, then it's too big. You got to get that sealed.
I got a great rat. Well, it's not a great rat story, but just to tell you how these rats get in. So I used to work at 127th and Doty, and there was a stevedore outfit right there where Tootsie Roll brought in. I don't know if they still bring in their sugar, raw sugar, unloaded out of barges and ships, and then refine it. Tanker trucks come, and they make Tootsie Rolls out of it, right?
Yep.
Fascinating. So the grain elevators were there.
Okay?
So one of the guys that worked, and we had a stevedoring operation where we brought in, I don't know, bars, steel bars and whatever. And one night, guy left his sandwich in his truck, and he cracked the window because it was a cool night. He wanted to get ventilation. So what these rats would do, they'd go to the grain elevators, okay, and there'd always be grain or corn left over. They'd eat up on the corn. They'd run, and you'd see them scurrying down, right? Load up on the sugar, right? That would fall out on the dock, okay? And then one of them got into his truck, into the cab of his truck, and he had Doritos or something on the seat, and he opened the door, and there was a rat chewing down on his Doritos.
Could you imagine?
No. Okay. So these and the only way they could have gotten in was to crack at his window because it was a cool night, and you know it was a hot day, unbelievable.
It's only going to get cooler, folks. I mean, we've got temps dipping, and if you've got mice already getting in the garage, then they could also, you know, if you leave food in your car or anything, they can get into that too and chew wires. It's not pretty.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote for your mice.
All right, more with Stephen A. Leahy and Louis Shapiro and the bug lady, Janelle Leachino.
My house doesn't have mice because I use Rose.
Thank you.
It's true.
And he has a shotgun. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Tour, Chicago at 720 WJ. 312-981-7200. She's free tonight. We have another hour and 10 minutes for us to get some candidates out there. Text pictures and your best pickup line. We have a couple already.
Oh, boy.
That we talked about during the show.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Ashley might want to come on to talk about that. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. News story, breaking news. I'm hosting for Bob Surratt on Black Friday. Again, I think it's the fourth year. I know Stephen A. Leahy would like me to talk about IRS tax challenges on Black Friday because that's super exciting.
You always have me call.
I know you do. But if our listeners would like to hear something during those 4 hours, please.
I think I get 30 seconds or something like that.
You called in to give your 1 minute.
1 minute, that's what it is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 1 minute promotion. I hung up after 30 seconds with you. We had small business shout outs, segment. Was, yeah. So if somebody wants to hear something during Black Friday, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200, 1099.
You too can be on the business short, right?
Yeah.
They'd call you.
Sure, they could call in. Yeah,
that's right.
We're going to do a segment to. Our listeners can promote their business. We're going to knock it down to 45 seconds so we can get more listeners in sometime during the Black Friday show. You want to talk about 1099s?
You know, I know people don't really care about 1099s. Although, if you are a 1099 contractor, if you're working as a contractor, a lot of my clients tend to be 1099 contractors because they consider themselves work employees, but you're not an employee, right? Because they're not taking taxes out of your the 1099s. But there's some good news about 1099s that I wanted to bring to the show, because for the last couple of years I've been talking about the 1099K, and that's that what they call it, the Venmo.
Remember that the Venmo scam job that they wanted
that
to
they
do?
Were they changed it from $20,000 a year
to 1,000
and 200.
Right?
It was $20,000 a year and 200 transactions, and then that company had to give you a 1099-K. They changed the law, and they said, now it's $600 or more. So everybody kind of freaked out, saying, I use Venmo. I get more than $600 a year. I'm going to get a 1099-K. And everybody said, well, it's not going to be taxable, though. But the burden was going to be on you to prove it wasn't taxable. Well, the big, beautiful bill that came out changed it back to $20,000 and 200 transactions. So for 3 years, we've been fighting this, and it went back up. Another thing is the 1099 NEC, which is what people get if you're, it's called a non-employee, right? NEC. And it used to be $600. So if you hire someone to come in to work for you as a company, and they do, like I have a guy who has a hires bands, and they come and perform, and he pays them. Well, if he paid them more than $600, he's got to send them a 1099.
Not now.
Now it's going to go up to $2,000. So that's a big difference. Yeah.
Do you know the rule? I don't know why I just went through puberty with my voice cracking like that.
I excite you.
Yeah, that would be. Let's not go that far. I just think maybe I'm scared to death of driving home with you. But do you know what the new real estate rule is? I think if you make under $500,000 now, you're able to write off up to $40,000 of your real estate taxes. Do you know? Can you look that up? What the new? It was part of the big beautiful bill that the.
They raised what they call the SALT, right?
SALT, yeah. Can you look that up?
State and local income, the SALT. And I will look,
yeah,
it up.
Look it up.
It did go up, I think. I think it went up to
50,000?
It was 10,000.
It was 10,000, but I think there's an income break, though, if you made
generally, yeah,
less than.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, if you could look it up and let our listeners know. And the other reason I'm bringing that up is because if the clowns down at Cook County don't get the tax bills out by December and give you 30 days to pay, you're not going to be able to write off your real estate taxes on your 2025 tax returns that you're going to do in 2026.
That's right.
Because there's nothing, unless you're going to pay extra. You pay in advance because, you know, everybody that escrows their taxes and insurance is just sitting with an extra $5,000 to $10,000, $15,000, Steve, because we're all flush right now. Right. So
that will push a lot of people over the next year, because the next year they'll pay more than they, right? Because you're going to have to pay more in the next year.
It's a tidal wave of bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Because the next tax bill is supposed to go out in February, due March 1st. Right. And to have a back to back with everything that's going on, they don't care. Tony Preckwinkle and her band of idiots down at the county do not care for you. Okay? Don't care about you. Again,
there's always ramifications when they make these things, and they don't seem to care about.
And it's been continually happening year after year after year, 143 days until St. Patrick's Day, until the election that you can vote, register voters in Cook County, a new county board president, and stop this nonsense. 312-981-7200. Anything quick in 25 seconds before the break about 1099s that you left out?
Here's what I left out. I have a new book coming out called 1099 Reporting, a Professional Guide. So if you're a tax professional and you want information about how 1099s work, you should probably contact me. 312-664-6649. Or sign, and got to sign up for my daily email. Go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up for my daily email. I talk about this stuff all the time.
Also, a proven cure for all of you insomniacs out there. Register now for Steve.
It's an exciting book.
312.
Fight back now.
History.
History. Yeah. Boom. This is the history of 1099. Bam! Out. You don't even get to the second nine.
It's kind of weird for me because I get excited about it.
I'm sure you do. It's weird that it's weird about you talking about you getting excited. All right, we got Steve Ruxton waiting to do the news. He's got a segue into that one. I don't know how he's going to overcome that. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You looked up the SALT.
I did.
State and local tax. Can you share with our listeners what you found out?
What I found out is that it went from $10,000 to $40,000 if you make less than $500,000 a year.
Which is huge.
It is.
Which is a lot of our listeners.
Big difference.
Yeah. So if we live in a state that has high real estate taxes, and if it's more than $10,000, we got cut off at $10,000 in the past couple of 3-4 years, and now with the new big, bad, beautiful
bill.
What
does bill, that mean? That means you got to pay more in federal taxes, right?
Because, right.
Because taxes you don't get to deduct it.
Can't deduct it.
But amazing. Now, yeah.
But if you make more than $500,000,
then it phases out.
Okay.
I think 30%.
All right. But you're still able to write off for those big earners that are listening.
Exactly.
You still got an opportunity.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's good. That's a positive. 312-981-7200. John Hansen is in the producer's booth. Invited him on to talk about the bathroom stall that got blown up that we didn't know who it was. You see? He's sitting there shaking his head. No comment. I invited him in. Did you hear me, counselor?
I did.
And he's like, I'm not coming in. So the admission of guilt to silence is deafening. They gave him an opportunity to sit there. Mike 5 is open. Mike 6 is open. He could have 5 or 6. Nothing.
He could have had both of them.
He could jump on over there by you in number 2 or number 3. Whatever. I'm just stinks of guilt. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, jeez.
The stall was blown up. Absolutely blown up. Hanson, you want to talk? No, number 1. He only sits in number 1. Oh, that was stall 4. So it's definitely so that's his excuse. Okay, I gave him an opportunity. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I mean, he's going to get a call from his father now saying that Hochberg is picking on him, and then he's going to come after me with an axe. His father used to be a fire chief and he has axes.
Okay.
Robert, you have a question for Stephen A. Leahy.
Yes. When will we expect the current tax bill, which is late? And then when does the next tax bill come? I thought I heard something in February. Here's my qualm. I recently moved, so I lost all my exemptions, homeowner, senior exemption, and disability. I have to reapply in February. Will that apply to the next tax bill, or will it not? And then am I able to recoup any of these monies that I have to pay these taxes on initially?
I'm not clear on what you moved up from one house to another?
One condo to another, Oak Park to Forest Park.
Okay, so the state of Illinois, when you get a deduction, right, you get a credit for your taxes that you paid. And the year that you move, they always question it. I'm fighting this a lot for a lot of my clients. And so we say they paid their taxes, and Illinois comes back and says, oh, you weren't allowed that deduction, and then you have to go back and find all your closing documents and prove it to them.
They make it super easy for you and convenient.
I already mentioned earlier how aggressive the state of Illinois is on collecting taxes. So you got to keep all those records, because you're entitled to those deductions, but you have to prove it,
yeah.
right? And you can't prove it by just giving them the tax bill, yeah. because the tax bill, the tax you pay this year, right, was for last year, and so it gets kind of confusing. So when you move in, when you start paying 2026, right, that's really for
2025.
Exactly. And so it's a...
You pay it in arrears.
Yeah. So it gets complicated.
And here's the challenge with the tax bill, right? That was supposed to be out already. It was supposed to be paid. Where this is Nightline here, Ted Koppel. 117 days late being sent, 85 days late from being paid. And this clown show that's happening when the tax bill does come out, you're going to get another tax bill right away in February. So if you're not escrowing, you're going to have double payment back-to-back. And it's going to be a complete chaos if you're short escrow. And then you're going to have to load up your escrow, and then they're going to have to pay it again. You're going to be super short escrow if you escrow. It's a complete calamity. Nobody cares. No, nobody at the county
except
cares.
David.
Except me. Yeah. I'm the only one talking about it.
How many days till Christmas?
Well, it's my birthday. If there's 67 days to the end of the year, minus 661 days. I'm a math wizard. Thought. Steve, Robert, you good, bud? I hope we did the best to answer your question. Yeah. We just don't know a lot about the tax bills.
I was told I have to wait until February to reapply for all this, and you're telling me something different.
You're talking about getting your exemptions, right? You're talking about when can I apply to get these exemptions? Is that right?
Right, get the exemptions back.
Yeah. So again, you have to go back. They're telling you February because they're all backed up.
Can he go online right now to Maria Pappas's website and put in the information and hit apply and.
I would suggest that he does that.
Yeah, Robert, go to Maria Pappas's website. She has a very, very, very user-friendly website.
She does, yes.
She does. It's very user-friendly, and you could apply for exemptions there. It's very easy. It's very user-friendly, and that's what I would do. I would not wait until February. I would do it. I would hang up, go to Maria CookCountyTreasurer.com or .gov, and walk yourself through it yourself, buddy. I got to hit a break. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product because we're late for the break. But thank you for calling, Robert. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. John Hanson with Let's Get Legal coming up next. Again, we have proof that it's leaning in his direction. That stall that got blown up, but he won't come in to talk about it. Jamie in Mount Prospect, hang on. Marty down in Sagatuck, hang on. We got Lewis Shapiro from Redo Cabinets talking about redoing your cabinets after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
Let's review.
You know, if you had to bring in food instead of make your own meals.
Where are you going?
Take the family out because you don't have a functional kitchen. You want me to flowchart this for you?
Lay on the plane.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I'm flying the plane. I don't know what airspace you're in.
I'm co-pilot.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
My gosh.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. You wanted to cover something, another important topic that you were getting texts from and calls from the last time you were on Saturday, a week ago. You want to cover that real quick, Lewis?
I'd be happy to. So one thing that really differentiates us versus a lot of other kitchen companies out there is our installers are in-house. We don't have 1099s. All the guys work directly for us, so we're able to really make sure your home is taken care of in a fashionable time.
Roy was drilling that down about the differences between using PermaSeal. You guys are all W-2s, right?
Absolutely.
So that you have a much stronger connection with the employee because they work for you instead of contracting out your services. Like Stephen A. Leahy, you know, IRS techs, radio answer man here, and then
I'm
a W-2,
right? But but anybody that goes out from your office works for you. You're not subbing it out.
That's true.
You maintain the quality of the workmanship and all our guys are W-2.
Yeah,
all our guys.
So Dave, think of it this way: on the news all the time, you hear about like horror stories of home improvement where a product started and then the contractor doesn't show up because he's picking up a check at another job.
Yep.
We don't give an installer a second job until they finish the one you're working on. So it ensures a smooth process, and then at the end of the day, that's how we have our 500-plus 4.9-star Google reviews.
And where do they go? And I think that is a huge reflection upon any company is the Google reviews.
Absolutely.
Yes. What? Where do they go? Is it under Redo Cabinets?
RedoCabinets.com. You can also check out, give us a call at 630-381-5583. We'll get you scheduled, and we'll be able to come out to your house and take great care of you.
What's your service territory? I'm curious about that.
Great question. So we go as far north as, like, north of Milwaukee. We go as far west as, like, Madison down to Rockford, and then southern Illinois as far as, like, Kankakee and into, like, northwest Indiana.
Wow.
So I got...
That's huge, yeah.
I got 15 reps covering 3 states, and my guys are great at designing beautiful kitchens.
Nice.
Phone number one more time.
630-381-5583. Give us a call.
We've got Jamie with a escrow leftover question. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Hi, David. I'm great. I just wanted to tell you that I love everything about you, from your sense of humor to your taste in music and all the guests that you have on your show.
Well, if you would have said that earlier, we wouldn't have kept you on hold for that long. So,
all right. I love listening to your show.
Well, we appreciate the support.
My problem is with my escrow. I've used your company 3 times. He finances with Jordan. My latest refinance went smoothly, of course, except for them giving me a check for my leftover escrow. Jordan's tried to help me with it, and they did send me a check, but then they stopped payment on it. They said I had it too long. Can I say the name?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no.
Mr. Cooper.
These scumbags. Mr. Cooper. That's now owned by Rocket Mortgage. So Mr. Cooper sent you an escrow check.
Yes, they actually sent me 2 of the same checks. I called to say which one is the real one. They told me I deposited it. They said they bounced it. I had to pay a fee. And then they stopped payment on the other one. But I did get my $30 back. So there's a win in there somewhere.
So how long did you hold the check before you deposited it?
Not even a week.
Okay. Okay. Wow. So here's what we're going to do on Monday morning. I am going to call the Mr. Cooper Media Relations Department and send them this video, this audio. Ben, can you cut this for me, please? Ask them what they're going to do to rectify this problem. How much money are we talking about, Jamie?
A little over $4,000.
Four, geez.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So
yes.
We refinanced your loan out of Mr. Cooper into another lower rate or whatever we did. Okay. Yes. After the loan closed, you had an escrow account with Mr. Cooper. C-U-C-O-O-P-E-R. And by law, federal law, you have to sweep out and refund whatever's in the escrow account to the borrower within a certain number of days, which they did. They sent you accidentally 2 checks. First one, they stopped payment on. And the second one, what they do with the second one?
They told me to rip up.
They told you to rip it up.
Because I thought it was very uncommon to get 2 checks for the same amount.
Which it is.
So my credit union said, you better call and check which one is legitimate so you don't get charged.
Wow.
And when I spoke to Mr. Cooper, they told me which check to rip up, which I did.
Okay. How long ago was this?
3 months ago.
How many hours have you spent with Mr. Cooper trying to get this rectified?
Well, I have an email trail that you're welcome to see.
How long have you?
Unfortunately,
hours and an email trail. Okay. So
yeah,
I will follow.
Let me talk to the supervisor. Couldn't get past him.
All right. I'm going to media relations and inviting them on. You're going to be after we talk about Tony Preckwinkle every single mailbag. We're going to talk about Mr. Cooper. All right. So we got Tony Preckwinkle's text debacle, and then we're going to talk about Mr. Cooper until you get this rectified. We get this rectified for $4,000. All right. So Benny, I need this audio, please. We're going to attach this audio to the email that I send to Mr. Cooper's media relations department to figure out why they're taking advantage of Jamie and where's her $4,000 that she's owed. Okay, and we're going to take care of this.
Thank you.
We're going to take care of this next week, Jamie. So hang on, all right?
Okay, all I could think about was fight back. That's why I called.
Fight back now.
Yeah. Steve, you want to throw a fight back now out there, Steve?
I thought you had it.
Fight back now.
There we go.
Fight back now.
Yes. Thank you.
Fight back against Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, Jamie, we're going to take. Thank you for the business. Jordan Abdelhak is a great loan officer. We're going to take care of you. Okay.
He sure is. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Neil.
Love your show.
I love you. Love you. Too, love your. Well, I appreciate you loving my show. You don't have a show. If you had a show, I'd love your show. But Neil,
no, I don't.
We're going to send Jamie two Mr. Floor cleaning products because Mr. Cooper has violated her in ways that a listener and a borrower and a client of Mr. Cooper shouldn't be. Anybody should be.
Ought not be.
Ought not be. Thank you, attorney. Hang on. 312-981-7200. I'm glad you're here because I got, I think I got like a four on the English section of the retention on the ACT. Marty and Saugatuck, how can we help you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, buddy. How can we? We got 3 minutes before the break, brother.
I'll make it happen. All right. On the salt question, how the big, beautiful bill raised it to $40,000 a year, which is great. But my question is, if I have one home in Michigan, one home in Illinois, and combined, their property taxes are, let's say, $30,000.
Yeah.
Can I combine them, or is it the greater of the greater of one?
Ooh. No, you can combine them because that's what it's just the limit on how much you can take off. You know,
second homes, can you write off
that's
a second home?
That's what I was. That would be my question. I'm not sure about that.
Check with your tax preparer about the second home.
I have
home.
CPAs that do this for
I know
me,
you
so,
do.
So you can call me, and I'd be happy to answer that for you. So call me on Monday, 312-664-6649.
Can you say it faster so he could not get it? Okay.
Go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up. Fightbacknow.com.
Okay.
It's all on there.
312-664-6649. You got that, Marty?
This is how, as a matter of fact.
Okay, there you go. You're welcome.
Good.
Stephen. Okay. But here, I just want our listeners to know that might not know the homeowners that have second homes in Michigan, the state of Michigan. Absolutely destroys you on real estate taxes. The factor
yes,
that
do.
right, Marty.
Yes, they crank you unless you homestead.
Unless you're it's your primary residence. Yep. If it's a second home, they absolutely take you to the woodshed with a piece of oak wood and beat the bejesus out of you on real estate taxes if it's your second home.
Yikes!
Yeah,
that's right,
Marty.
I'm going to confirm that right now. You are absolutely correct.
It's been like that since I got in the mortgage business 25 years ago. So if you have a second home in the great state of Michigan, which a lot of our listeners do, Saugatuck, Benton Harbor, up and down St. Joe, up and down the Western Shore. I got one of my best friends is up in the UP. It's gorgeous up there.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's the second home. They just get absolutely destroyed in real estate taxes with the factor that they base it off of. So, Marty, thanks for calling, buddy. Have you got Steve's number handy? You want to repeat it to make sure he didn't talk like Speed Racer here?
664-6649.
That's it.
Boy. Nice. And what's his website, Marty?
www.fightbacknow.com. Yes, that's it, Fight Back Now. All right, I'll give you a buzz on Monday morning.
Okay,
and,
good.
Because you're right about the taxes in Michigan, and it's nuts.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. I'm getting yelled at. Thanks for listening. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Hang on for Stephen Ruxton in the newsroom after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 630 there, Lewis. Does redo cabinets relocate stove exhaust ducts?
That is a negative.
Who would do that? Heating and air conditioning guy?
Heating HVAC guy.
So call Lindemann to help you with that one. And do you know anyone who cleans stove exhaust ducts? That would be Lindemann as well. Ours travels about 18 feet before it exhausts to the outside. We know someone whose exhaust duct caught fire from the grease buildup. Ooh, that's
yikes.
Very dangerous. You should never definitely get that checked out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, call Lindemann. Chimney, fireplace, heating, and cooling. 312-981-7200 is MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Janelle Iacchino, We have mouse droppings in our house. What's the best way to reach Janelle to get a free estimate and consultation?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. You can fill out the form, and one of our reps will get back to you first thing Monday morning. I think they're gone for the day, but yeah, absolutely.
How rude.
I know.
5:37 on
people
a Saturday.
Having lives. Then, hey, I always answer, though.
What's your phone number,
cell phone number?
what's Rose's number one more time?
1-800-GOT-PESTS.
Stephen A. Leahy, we have Mike here with a estimated text question. Mike, Stephen A. Leahy's here for you, my friend.
Hey, David, great show.
Thanks,
Stephen,
bud.
My question is, you know, just thinking outside of the box, why doesn't Cook County just say, without the taxes being released, why not just pay the estimated taxes that you paid this time last year?
You can.
I agree, because if you pay it, then you'll get to deduct it.
My comment is this to that. If you are not escrowing your taxes, you theoretically should have the money saved up to pay the taxes that were due 85 days ago. Okay, so if you would like to make the payment based upon the last payment you made, you could look back to see what your first installment was that came out theoretically on time. Okay, you could send that in to at least get something covered, so you could write off it. You could write off your real estate taxes if you qualify on your 2025 taxes when you file them in 2026. Follow me so far, okay. Mike? Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
You could do that. You could go online. You could get your PIN. You could pay it online. You could go to, I think Chase takes the payments as well. I think they have an agreement, you know, with Chase. Whatever. The challenge is, Mike, for those that aren't escrowing their taxes. Okay, for those that are escrowing their taxes, which means you're paying your taxes in with your mortgage, your taxes and insurance in with your monthly mortgage payment. A lot of those listeners right now have less than $1,500 in the bank account, and they don't have the extra $3,000 to $5,000 to $6,000 to $7,000 to $12,000 that is sitting in their escrow account to send to Cook County to pay the taxes. And here's a bigger challenge, Mike. If they do send it in, and then the tax bill comes out and the servicer sends the money in again, you then have to fight with Cook County to go through that Michigas to file a petition, get the money back, and then you've got all this money tied up in the Cook County web, you know, the spider web, you know, Janelle Iacino spider web of nonsense to try to get the money back. And it's just a headache that shouldn't be happening. But due to the incompetence we have in county leadership, it happens repeatedly every single year, and we have 143 days that Cook County registered voters can vote out the clown show and get some leadership in there with Alderman Brendan Riley, who's running against Tony Preckwinkle. We have a challenger for the first time in 15 years, a bona fide challenger to knock her out of her seat and put somebody that, you know, let's give him a shot. We know what we got. We got an absolute disaster with her leadership over the past 15 years. Okay, and this shouldn't be happening. If it has, Steve said, you said earlier, if it happened once in a while, it happens every single year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing new, Mike. And I'm the only guy talking about it. Why? Because I know how it's impacting listeners. Because I play in that field every single day, right? You know, the other hosts don't know anything about it, right? Because they don't do mortgages. I do mortgages every day. I see how it screws people's finances up when you're trying to buy a home or refinance your existing home.
And again, because they've done this before, you see what happens, right? What the consequences are of them pushing
it down. It gets backed up.
Yes.
It's a continual backup, Mike, and it's a clown show. Yeah. And again, Mike, if you did this at your job, that you're responsible to send something out at a certain date, you get fired. Mm-hmm. You get fired. But no problem, Mike. You know. Come in,
David,
get
one question on a mortgage. My wife, we're both retired. My wife, we have, you know, a couple of homes. My wife wants to buy another one, surprise, surprise.
Right? With you or on her own? Or
yeah, both of us, I think.
All right, you think.
But, she's under the impression that you have to have earned income to qualify for a mortgage. And I'm saying, no, we've got, good passive income coming in. So can you qualify for a mortgage on passive income?
Depends what the passive. I can't answer it. We got a break coming up here in 3 minutes without diving deeper into you and your wife's financial situation. How old are you and how old are your wife?
Early 60s.
Okay. Do you have retirement funds, 401k, IRAs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is it ample, more than $1 million?
Yes.
Do you have retirement income coming in from Social Security, pension, or something like that?
We have not drawn upon it yet.
Okay, but so what we could do is we could tap out money, set up a stream of income from your retirement account to qualify you for a new mortgage without a problem. Hopefully you'll have enough in there to qualify to carry three properties, Real Estate Baron. But yeah, we could look to see what's out there, and you can use your retirement income assets to qualify for income for a new house purchase.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you a call.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Neil, who is a rookie and still here. He hasn't quit, which is kind of a shock. He's going to take your information and send you your Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981. Steve, we do this for a living. Mm-hmm. Okay. People, our listeners who want to buy homes, don't want to take their Social Security because they want to wait till they're 65 or 67 or 70 to extend it out to get a bigger bang for their buck. Fine. They've got millions of dollars. I mean, the wealth of WGN listeners that have saved, that are of retirement age, is mind-blowing. Okay, and good for them. You can use that retirement income and that retirement savings, I should say, to set up a distribution off of your retirement account to qualify for a new home. We've got four of them going right now. So it is possible, nothing to freak out about. You know, if Mike's wife wants to buy another house with or without Mike and she's got money, we could figure all that out and get it all set up. It's very simple. You know why? Because it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. I knew that was your guess wrong because we know how to do it, and it isn't about the monthly rate. And I just want to clarify something that we talked about earlier. We could get you a rate, and we talked about it earlier. I get you a rate today in the fives. No problem. I get you a rate in the fours. On a $400,000 loan, it's going to cost you close to $20,000 for me to get you into the fours and the fives to buy that rate down. And financially, when you run the numbers, it doesn't make any sense. And we ran the numbers with the guy with New Res. The break-even was like in 4 years. And I said, why would she pay you $21,000 in a declining rate market for the first time in 30 months when she might be able to get that same rate without giving you $21,000 in 6 months to a year? And by the way, it is the wrong product for her, but she'll make the decision as a 60-year-old woman. And her husband will make the decision. No answer.
Well, that's why when I asked you, you know, when you say I don't sell the rate.
The payment.
So when people send you something and they're saying, here's the rate, I want you to refinance and I'm going to get you at 3%. And you say, well, that's great.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you all the backstory behind there. So the 3% is not great, although it looks great because a 3% rate seems better than a 5% rate.
It's great. Right? It's great. Listen, if we get down to threes again, you better have a lot of free dried food in your basement and ammunition. Okay, because Armageddon's breaking out if we get back into the threes. Okay, I've been doing it 25 years. I only saw threes a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay, and I hope we don't get back into the threes because the condition that put us into the threes was not very good. Okay, so if everything works out good, we'll get back to a normalized market in the fours and the fives. Listen, we get back into the fives and we get adjustable rate mortgages in the fours, it's a jailbreak. You're going to have properties coming on the market like crazy, and the logjam will lighten up because then people will be selling homes because they can get cheaper rate. You're not going to go from a 2 and a 3 and a 4 into an 8, okay, unless you have to. You'd go from a 2, a 3, and a 4 into a 4 and a 5 because you just gained a ton of equity by just appreciation because nobody's been moving for the past couple of years. All right, we got to take a quick break. That was Stephen A. Leahy. If our listeners want to reach out to you, you want to give it slower so our listeners can actually understand what you're saying?
This, I'm going to give it to you like I give Social Security numbers to the IRS when I'm on the phone. 312-664-6649.
All right, that's very nice.
That's what I do.
I know. That's what you do. And you do it very well.
Fight back now.
312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Last leg of the show coming up after these messages.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I sold a pre... No.
I'm in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic...
Wow. Hooked on phonics.
Yeah.
Work for me.
Aren't we hooked on phonics?
I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I'm so glad everybody makes fun with my speech impediment. I stuttered in high school and overcame a lot, Steve, to where I am now.
Have you overcome it?
Not really. I just keep it suppressed. 312-981-7200. 312-981. You should see me during the break. I can't speak because it's all built up. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and to download podcasts of previous show. Janelle Iacchino. I almost called you. I almost called you Jeanette.
Yeah, I know.
Janelle Iacchino. You got Your Dime, Your Dance. Want to take us out?
If any of you guys are creeped out by all the spiders in your house right now, give us a call. We can definitely help you, and it's a really nice thing. We remove all the cobwebs inside and around the outside of your house to reduce those populations. And our healthy home maintenance program also takes care of dozens of other creepy crawly things and mice and rats as well. If you mention Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN Radio, you will get $50 off any new program. It's a quarterly program. Give us a call at 1-800-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
How much do they get off if they say, I love David Hochberg?
Well, that's your deal. They have to love me for the discount.
Okay,
that's much easier.
Aww.
What are you trying to say? I'm unlovable?
No, it's just easier to love her.
Thanks.
Professionally, your wife is listening. Phone number one more
time. My wife knows I love Janelle.
Call Rose for a free pest control quote. It's 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Lewis, take us out. I want to congratulate you for not flop sweating on today's show. You did a great job. Last week's show, we had to send the chair out to get cleaned. You did a phenomenal job this week. 5-star performance. What do you want to leave our listeners with, bud?
Dave, thank you. So here's what I'm going to leave you guys with. If you were even considering updating your kitchen, there's never going to be a time where you save more money than now. With the specials we have running right now with 3D cabinets, we will come out to your home, bring samples so you can see what everything looks like in your light. My designers have a mobile showroom, so they'll bring cabinets, countertops, backsplashes out to you so you will have a phenomenal experience. Give us a call at 630-381-5583 or go to redocabinets.com. Our team is licensed, bonded, insured, in-house installers. We offer a lifetime warranty on both the materials and the labor, and it's going to be a hassle-free experience with a guaranteed price.
And you have financing options as well, which we wanted to cover but didn't cover. So what are the financing options?
We have lots of different options ranging from 12 months, no interest, no payments, to some zero interest options. We'll be happy to go over all those details with you in the house. Once again, give us a call, 630-381-5583. Tell them Dave sent you.
Yep, there you go, Janelle. There you go. That's how it's done. Stephen A. Leahy, OPM Tax Resolutions.
Advocates.
Advocates. Hey, come on.
Fight back now.
You walked over yourself.
Fight back now.
Isn't that awesome?
Fight back now.
Oh, it's almost as good as
sounds
this.
Sounds just like me.
It's wow. Almost, you know what? I miss Joe Brand, so we got to get this.
A soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
Still a classic.
That's a classic.
What?
Classic.
Don't ask. He used to call baseball games, and we ripped that off.
Soft falling ball towards my dominant
that's
hand.
That's hilarious.
We love Joe Brand. The now announcer of the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey club. Professional NHL hockey club.
Hawks are looking good this year.
Hawks are looking good. They look. You see how tired Hanson was. They're running them ragged.
Yeah.
John Hanson coming up next. Let's get legally take us out.
Okay. So if you own a business, if you're a realtor, if you insurance, generally they're 1099, right? You should be on my daily email list. I talk about taxes. I talk about everything business owners should know, bookkeeping, all of these things that nobody wants to think about, but everybody has to. So go to fightbacknow.com, sign up for the daily email. Again, it's free. It doesn't cost nothing. So do it. And if you don't like it, then you just cancel it.
Yeah. And also tips on how to raise your kid to be an attorney. Well, you have two of them. You've done well.
I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did well.
312-664-6649. Give me a call. If you have a question, always happy to answer questions. You got to tell them that you heard me on the radio because you might not get through to me otherwise.
Oh, please, Mr. Big Time. Mr. Big Time. Rick, you got a question or a comment for Steve?
Yes, I do. Stephen A. Leahy, you're a phenomenal man. my comments for you. This is Rick from Des Plaines. You know me.
Yes,
you
I
may
do.
Not remember. You are the hot dog man.
The hot dog man.
You need to wear the fedora. I don't care if you're wearing headphones. You need to wear the fedora. I can see through the radio.
It makes sense.
That's all I got, baby.
All right, Rick. All right, Rick. Yep. Go order another beer. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Rick, thanks for calling. Let Neil know. I think he's already at 7. Okay, he left. He hung up. I was going to give him Mr. Floyd cleaning product. All right, we want to thank everybody for listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We appreciate your support, especially after a Northwestern football game. These shows are not easy to do, but we appreciate it. Hang on for John Hansen. Let's Get Legal coming up. We had a texter, 906. Non-resident second home in the great state of Michigan pay 2/3 more in real estate taxes. That's a lot of money. If you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, or just want a consultation like we took care of Kate earlier, I'd rather you bring your car to my shop. Let me put it up on the rack. Let me give you the free oil change. Let me give you the free tire rotation instead of going to another shop and they telling you need a whole new engine and a whole new front end. Let me just review what you got going. If it's a good opportunity for you and your family, I'll tell you it is. If it's not a good opportunity for you and your family, we could put you in touch with another source to help you out like we did Kate, or I could do a better job, my team and I, for you. We will take care of you.
Nice analogy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true, right? I'd rather you come. We're late out. All right. 855-563-2843. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening. Go Blackhawks. Go Bears.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions, Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, and Louis Shapiro from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.